We are at, as Pat mentioned, Hurricane Golf and Country Club, third annual Swinging for a Reason golf tournament. And it is benefiting the Bryant Boys and Girls Club. And if you want to throw them some money, we'll tell you how to do that later if you are not playing in the tournament today. They're raffling off a Yeti Roadie Cooler. I've heard a lot about these Yeti coolers. Apparently, they're quite the deal.
Well, what separates them? I've never heard.
They're pretty special. I actually saw there was a men's clothing store in town that was doing a deal, like a drawing for one. Apparently, they're quite amazing. I think an actual Yeti is inside of it.
As far as coolers go, that's the coolest cooler you can have.
You know what? Cooler. Who wants a cooler that's hot, Matty T? Am I right?
I know. I want my cooler like the Fonzie. And what's the Fonzie like?
He's cool.
He's cool. There you go.
Yeah,
he ain't going much cooler.
He's cold as ice. He's willing to sacrifice your love. Speaking of cool, how about Vince Neil? Vince Neil, I got to see perform not too long ago with our buddy Justin Moore. They sang "Home Sweet Home" together on stage in Las Vegas. It was quite neat.
Vince Neil still cool?
Vince Neil is not as cool as he once was, but he's not terribly uncool.
He hasn't fallen off the cool wagon like a lot of guys have. That's for sure.
Fair point. He is the lead singer of Motley Crue. He is also a Las Vegas resident. And he has revived the arena team in Las Vegas. He has been a minority owner of the Jacksonville Sharks for 2 months, but has been aiming to bring arena football back to Vegas all along. The AFL currently has 14 teams, and apparently they have signed off on this deal. It will be the third incarnation of an AFL team in Sin City. The Las Vegas Sting compiled an 11-14 record from 94 to 95. The Las Vegas Gladiators went 31-50 from 03 to 07. And the Sun reported that Neil has asked for approval to call his team the Las Vegas Outlaws. So maybe Tommy Smith will be making an appearance near them soon.
So you have Gene Simmons and Kiss, owners of the L.A. Kiss Arena
right.
League.
That's exactly
team
right.
Out there in L.A. And you've got Vince Neil trying to get in the action.
I
do think that it's a good marketing. Like, if you are one of these guys, it's a great marketing move to be a part of it, isn't it?
It's good for them. It's great for the league. You got high-profile guys that own your teams. I mean, they had John Bon Jovi owns a team, the Philly Soul.
Philadelphia Soul.
That's awesome. I love that.
I think Kiss went down the right road when they named it after themselves, because you know how much merchandise they must be moving based just at the game, on the website, the kind of attention they get. As a matter of fact, last night, this video went viral of this one of the arena football guys was doing this stupid dance, and the video went viral. L.A. Kiss is all you saw. L.A. Kiss lineman does stupid dance. So
okay.
You're going to get some free pub on that stuff.
There ain't no doubt about it. If you went in today, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037, I know Pat wanted to talk about Pat Riley and his performance at a media conference yesterday talking about the future of the Heat. He says no rebuild. He says retool. I like his phrasing. We have a couple of sound bites from Riles. And, Matty T, if you want to roll those out, let's hear from the man himself, Pat Riley.
I think everybody needs to get a grip. You know, media, Heat, players, organization, you know, all of our fans. You got to get a grip on greatness and on teams. And I've been here, you know, for 45 years in the NBA, and I've witnessed dynasties, I've witnessed great teams. You know, the 80s Lakers, 5 championships in 12 years. So what does that mean? 7 times they didn't win. You got to deal with it. You got to come back. This is 4 years now into this era, this team, 4 finals. It's only been done 3 other times before. And 2 championships from day 1 to the end, it was like a Broadway show. It sort of ran out of steam. And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild. We need to retool. And that's what we're going to do. Whatever they want to do. However we can keep those guys together, we're ready for it. That's our objective. This doesn't happen often. And let's stay here. And let's try to keep this thing going. That's a pipe dream. But everybody thought 2010 was a pipe dream, too. So I don't harbor that thought. I'm being realistic right now, dealing with what we have in front of us. So, you know, that's not where we're headed. That's a possibility, but that's not what we're thinking about today. He wanted to get out of town with his family and go just decompress. And so we talked about, you know, 2 or 3 things, but I didn't want to get into any real specifics on free agency or any of that stuff. It was like, I appreciated the 4 years. I appreciated the effort that he put in and his leadership. And we don't take for granted who he is, and I know how disappointed he was. He wasn't as dark as he was back in, you know, 2011. That was a whole nother meeting. But I think he has a very healthy perspective about what it is that's in front of him.
That's on his conversation with LeBron at the end.
Yeah, and a little bit of what he was talking about earlier when it's a pipe dream. What he was talking about, somebody asked him about Carmelo Anthony joining the Miami Heat, and he said, sure, it's a pipe dream. Well, everyone thought LeBron and Bosch in 2010 going to Miami was impossible.
Right.
People are saying the same thing about Carmelo.
I'm saying that.
And yeah, and we all are saying that. And could it happen? I mean, it would be totally mind-boggling. I think Carmelo would be doing himself an incredible disservice by making that move.
Why would he do himself a disservice?
I just think that if you're a guy who was drafted in the top five of the same draft, I mean, he's been playing against LeBron since they've been in like the seventh grade. I mean, they know each other well. They're good friends. But you can play with LeBron on the USA team. You get to win gold medals with LeBron. I know you guys are friends. But there's got to be a time and a place where you look yourself in the mirror and you say, I am going to challenge this guy who is the best in the world. I want to compete against this guy. And that Carmelo will be doing himself a disservice. He will instantly become somebody who doesn't want to compete against the best on the highest stage. And he is that. It's not like he's Chris Bosh. I get it from Chris Bosh's point of view. He's an NBA All-Star joining LeBron and D-Wade. I get that, okay? But Carmelo is a different animal. Carmelo has earned himself a spot to where he thinks he can be a franchise guy. If you think you'd be a franchise guy, you don't go and join two other franchise guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, but listening to O'Reilly, one of the great things he said in the press conference, and we didn't have it there, when he was recruiting LeBron and Bosch, he stood in front of him and he threw out all, I think he's got seven championship rings, he threw out all of his championship rings on the table to impress them, right?
Yeah.
Great comment, quote he said yesterday, he says, yeah, I won't have to do that again because now they can pull out their two championship rings and that's to show them what they've done. They've delivered. Think about it. 4 years, four NBA Finals. Why would you go anyway? I'm convinced LeBron's staying in Miami. Absolutely convinced he's staying
too.
In Miami.
What about the other two?
Convinced Bosch is there. I'm convinced D-Wade is there.
Who's gone for sure? We know for sure. What's his name's gone? Because he's going to do a college analyst job next year.
Oh, yeah. Shane Battier.
Battier's gone. Do you dump Haslam somehow? Can you?
I mean, at the end of the day, you have to get younger and cheaper. And that's the difference between the Spurs have gotten younger and cheaper through the draft.
No kidding. I didn't realize that Kawhi Leonard was such a high draft pick.
He was a high draft pick. And listen, they were able to bring him along and develop him. That's why, you know, you don't have to pay him the what you would have to pay Ray Allen or some of these other veteran guys. There's a level, because you're a veteran, you can't get paid less than a certain amount.
Right.
And that eats away at the salary cap. So Ray Allen does it. Bad A was this year. Udonis Haslam, guys like that. So you got to figure out a way to, if you can't improve from the draft, you got to have those big three take a pay cut so you can sign some of these veterans at the mid-level.
Well, and I think LeBron, if he can meet with Riles, and Riles can assure him, look, we're going to get you what you need to have a better chance to win next year, or a better team
bro
that's positioned. I mean, surely he will not. I mean, because the bottom line, here's what it comes down to. Are they willing to not take the max money? And if they're willing to not take max money, they can make them a good team. Otherwise, they're going to be in the same situation they're in now, where they're going to have guys that are lesser than. You got three great players, and then a bunch of slappies around them.
Hey, it's not rocket science. It's not.
No,
it's
it has
not
nothing to do with
brain
Houston.
Science or rocket
this
surgery.
This has nothing
okay
to do with Houston.
It comes down to this: like Pat, all the NBA GMs, to a man, are pretty intelligent in how to make their moves. It comes down to how can we make this work under the salary cap, and then convince the guy. There's a long line of guys that want to play with LeBron James. There's a long line of them.
I'd like to play with him.
I would like to play with him. Number one would like to play with him, but here's the deal, okay? Can what you demand in the salary cap all fit in together? That's Pat Riley's got the greatest pitch known to man. South Beach, LeBron, championship.
It's pretty good. Pretty good, pretty compelling stuff. We got a couple more clips from
Riles.
We can play one about Dwayne Wade going into the break here, and then we'll play the best one of the day coming back. He's tongue in cheek talking about how angry he was. You'll have to wait for that. This is Barrett Baber in the background. His new song, Fallen Again. It's excellent. I'm sure you can purchase it on iTunes, and that'll help go towards diapers for the new baby in the Barrett Baber household. So congratulations to Barrett and Sarah, and I know they're thrilled with their new addition. Let me get Jake in here before we take our next time out, though. Hey, Jake. Hey, Jake. All right, Jake, good work. We come back. Number one, our intern Landis has looked up. We talked about the best NBA draft ever. That's 84. The best, or at least one of the best. The best, or one of the most outstanding football drafts, 83, with all those quarterbacks. With Kelly Marino, that whole group. And now we're looking for the best Major League Baseball drafts. And Landis has done a little, what we like to call, research.
He better have that research right, because I'm going to check it, then double check it.
Here's and we also got to talk some U.S. Women's Open as well. But here's Dwayne Wade, or Riles about Dwayne Wade, into the break. We'll be back. Hurricane Golf and Country Club, swinging for a reason, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Bryant, Arkansas.
Dwayne is a heat for life. I would be very surprised, and I'm not saying this because I have any knowledge, but I would be very surprised that he would be anywhere else but in a heat uniform next year.